Some sports fans in Africa may be keeping an eye on Mathias Kiwanuka and the Super Bowl this weekend, but most will be following another sporting competition, the Africa Cup of Nations. That's a tournament that crowns one country, Africa's king of soccer, every 2 years. This weekend, it's quarterfinal time, and the world's soccer madman, William Troop, is here to give us a quick update. William, what is the big story so far?
I have to say, the story so far is that it's been such a smooth and calm tournament where the emphasis is on the sports and not on everything else, very much in contrast with what we're hearing this week, the horrible stories about the soccer violence at the stadium in Egypt. Mm. Also in contrast to the last tournament, last Africa Cup of Nations in 2010 in Angola, which was marred by security problems and a shooting that left three members of the Togo team dead. So this time it's quite different. It's been a smooth tournament. It's being held in Gabon and Equatorial Guinea, and the problems there have been a lot more mundane. For example, in Gabon, the big problem is that not enough people are going to see the game, so they're giving away free tickets and still can't fill the stadiums. And in Equatorial Guinea, apparently, the problem is that it's such a remote country that is, so many people don't know anything about in Africa. It's Africa's only Spanish-speaking country. A former Spanish colony, and it's just so hard to get around there. It's very rural and remote. So that's the big story so far.
Well, that's good news. What about in terms of play and soccer on the field? What are the highlights so far?
Well, so far, one of the highlights is a couple of surprises. Two teams that nobody expected to do very well have done well. One is Libya. Being in North Africa, it participates in this tournament, and nobody expected them to do well. The team was quite affected by the revolution in Libya, by the Arab Spring. Yet they came, and they did pretty well. They even had a victory. Not enough to qualify for the quarterfinals, but they did well and left everybody impressed. The other big story is Sudan, also not a country that has any big soccer pedigree, and they're in the quarterfinals too. So that surprised some people. But in the end, I think, you know, higher skill on the field and hometown advantage is really what's carried the day.
And does that mean that Gabon is still in the tournament?
Gabon is still in the tournament, and so is Equatorial Guinea.
Wow.
Another surprise. Nobody expected them to go through. But they're playing before sellout crowds, a lot of fans behind them, so they're doing well. And so far, the other countries that are in the quarterfinals, too, are all big powers. Ghana, Mali, Tunisia, which also had to overcome its own revolution.
Right.
And Ivory Coast, the big favorite country to win.
William, as long as I have you here, you follow a lot of soccer stories around the globe, and there's apparently an update to the racism in soccer story in England that we reported on a few weeks ago. What's new there?
Well, the big news there is that the captain of England's national soccer team, John Terry, has been stripped of that honor. He's no longer going to be the captain of England, and that is because he's facing a criminal trial on charges of criminally abusing another player, a black player, John Terry's white, on the field during one of the professional soccer league matches this year. This happened in October. The trial is not going to be until July, and the powers that be in England that govern soccer, the Football Association, decided that they didn't want to have this issue hanging over the England team as it prepares for a big tournament, the European Cup, coming up in June.
Been a week filled with lows and some highs in the world of soccer. Courtesy of the world's one-man soccer desk, William Troop. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Marco.